Final revenue projections for the legislative session show the state will have a little more money in the coming year. For some legislators, though, the numbers were a disappointment.
And that's 0.1%, and that will be in the budget year we're currently in.
Budget co-chair Lyle Hilliard announced the new revenue estimates on the floor of the state Senate Friday morning. One-time revenue, only available in this budget year, was up by $11 million over earlier projections. Ongoing revenue is expected to rise by $47 million, and that will give the state a surplus of just under $200 million out of a total budget of about $13 billion. Senator Gene Davis, the Democrats' leader in the Senate, said these were terrible numbers.
It's flat. I mean, it's not as high as we would love to see it. It's not where we can grow ourselves out of the problems that we're having in the state yet.
The new money is needed to pay for growth in the public school budget and pay raises for teachers and state employees, and there are many more demands to be sorted out before the end of the session. Senator Hilliard says the House plan for substituting state money for an expansion of the federal Medicaid program could be shoehorned in if it passes.
I can find $35 million. As I said all along, you may not like where I find it. But I suspect as we narrow to the end of the session that as things start developing, coalesce, we can set money aside.
Neither the Healthy Utah program outlined by Governor Gary Herbert yesterday nor the limited Medicaid expansion proposed by Senator Brian Shiozawa this week would require new state spending in the short term. Dan Bomas, KUER News.